This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, Ram fans. This is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
22 minutes after the hour, welcome back into The Hull Show, powered by Mosquito Joe. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios, and joining me now on the First Advantage text line, is, or hotline, I should say, Kevin Lytle, the Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and he is our Colorado State Rams insider. Kevin, where do you want to go first, man? You want to go football, or do you want to go basketball? Because I got a lot of questions on both sides.
Yeah, let's wrap basketball first.
All right, man. Great conversation with Ali Farokmanesh yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had texted you before my chat with Coach because I wanted to know a little bit more about Josh Pascarelli, because in this day and age of college sports, when a guy, you know, played in the game before and then doesn't play in your NIT game, you start to wonder. And I think your tweet, you just said, hey, he's not out there, he's not suiting up, so apparently he's not playing. I think we can wonder, okay, is it that injury that's creeping up for Josh, or is there something more? Is perhaps his time done as a Ram? And Ali was kind of shocked at the question, kind of like, wow, I didn't even think of it that way. No, Josh is not that guy. He wouldn't play it like that. What are your thoughts when it comes to Josh Pascarelli?
Yeah, I think we could see in the Mountain West tournament he was not himself yet. You know, there wasn't any explosiveness, really. Yeah, it's kind of weird to, you know, play and then not play, but I think it's one of those, like, you know, Mountain West tournament obviously is, you know, kind of the make or break, try and get to the big tournament and stuff like that. And then if you're not healthy, it makes some sense, just shut down if needed. He's going to be an interesting case, though. I obviously fully, you know, believe and agree with what Ali said of, like, from everything I know, Josh Pascarelli is not the guy who would just say, nah, you know, I don't want to.
Yeah.
But that also doesn't 100% mean he's coming back either. I'm really intrigued to see, you know, I kind of tie him and Brandon Recksteiner together in some ways of, I'm not sure both will be back. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. Again, not as a negative to either player, just when you're looking at roster building, that might be two players for one spot.
Kevin, let's do this. I'm gonna name the players on this roster.
Yeah.
At least the guys that have been obviously playing this season. And you give me a percentage chance in your mind that they're coming back. How about that?
Perfect.
Okay, let's just start. I'll just look at their depth chart. Let's just go from the top. KJ, Kyle Jorgensen.
He's probably not a shock here, but the biggest offseason question mark. I'll go, 60% somewhere, like, lean toward a return, but he certainly has a big decision make, and I'm sure has been tampered with one way or another.
And he was probably tampered with a little bit last year too, wasn't he?
Yeah, probably, but especially with, you know, obviously he was a little up and down after the injury. I'm sure the injury probably played a role in that, but his potential is obviously sky high. His decision is probably the linchpin that makes the biggest impact on the offseason plans.
All right, so but you're saying around a 60% chance. That's how you feel about KJ at this point of coming back. Kerry Booth?
High 90s. I mean, okay. Basically certain other than your normal transfer portal era wiggle room.
Well, and he certainly became a better player, so shocking, yeah. Under Ali Farokmanesh.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think... there's still stuff to iron out, but man, he turned into a really good player for CSU this year.
I was kind of stunned. I didn't know what to expect from the guy, but he, you know, especially after early in the season, but definitely got better. Jace Butler, who really came on strong in that last month or so for this team. How about him?
Yeah, somewhat similar. Like, I'm sure there's probably some lurking going on, but I feel quite confident, pretty confident that he's going to be back.
So yeah,
probably in the 90s as well.
90s there, okay. I had to ask about Muniz yesterday because of all the rumors around college sports that he might get, you know, could a guy potentially get a fifth year? But all honesty, even Ali kind of at the end of it was like, yeah, I'm not counting on it, but who knows?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there was some hope at one point this time a year ago that Jalen Lake could have that option.
Yeah,
if the
sure.
fifth is offered. And, you know, they held a scholarship, kind of like they'll do for Muniz. They held a scholarship for Lake, you know, for if that happened. But, yeah, obviously Ali knows a lot more than me, but my feeling there is the same of they would love to, but it just feels unlikely that that will get cleared for him in time for him.
Like a 1% chance?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Not Scott Steiner, but Brandon Rex Steiner. You know, I want to see this dude back, not just because of his basketball, but because I want the chance to maybe eventually meet Big Papa Pump. Where are you putting his percentage chance of coming back?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I kind of look at him and Pascarelli as somewhat tied together. Not that they're making the decision together, but, you know, I'm not sure you can run it back with Brandon as your true point guard. You know, maybe point guard at times, but I'm not sure you're number one. I don't know a number. I won't be surprised if he goes, but I also won't be surprised. I guess I'm saying kind of a 50-50 because neither will surprise me with him.
So 50-50 there, and that's, you know, I think, is that your lowest one so far? That you've Because you said
yeah,
Kyle's
so.
At 60.
Yeah. Kyle maybe like 60.
Okay. Let's keep going here. How about Augie? Augie Kadulis?
Yeah, he's another. I really don't, you know, I don't know Augie very well, you know, of the rotation guys. I maybe just, yep, the way it goes, didn't talk to him as much this year, don't seem to have as good a beat on him. So I can't even put a number on it because it's, you know, both sides of one, did CSU, you know, feel they got enough? Because he was kind of up and down. There were times, you know, frankly, it seemed like he was sort of overwhelmed by the, you know, athleticism of this level. But there are other times he was, you know, really cunning and clever and did those smart things. But then his side, does he feel he played enough minutes? So that's another, you know, kind of just because of lack of my own certainty, maybe I just put in the toss-up category with Brandon there.
How about Rashawn Bemba? Guy's obviously dealt with some injuries, and it seems like this coaching staff kind of found the right combination of bringing him off the bench. And you always wonder, a guy goes from a starter to coming off the bench, which, again, he was still a very important player for this team. Where do you sit with him?
Yeah, I think he'll be back. I'd put him in kind of where I had, you know, Jason and carry there of guys I pretty much fully expect to be back.
Okay. JoJo McIver obviously didn't play a ton in his freshman year, but there's a lot of potential that shows up in some of these games.
Yep, definitely. He's a guy that they really love as a staff, and we saw at times it was obviously some of the freshman inconsistency, but I like his potential as well. I'm pretty sure he's coming back. So maybe just because, again, I don't know him as well as some of those others, maybe I'll put in the 80s somewhere, but I think he'll be back.
Okay, and then final guy, you know, really within the rotation, got some moments, I suppose, but that's Darnez A.C. Slater. I think he could be a good player.
Yeah, I wrote this in my kind of, you know, end-of-season analysis of he's a player. There's a player in there for sure. It's just, is it at CSU or is it elsewhere? Again, not certain. You know, some will be, how do they view the point guard position? Do they think they can run it with young guys in, you know, JoJo and Slater and Pop Stunson who's coming in, or do they try and go get a more veteran? So some of that, I think, will be CSU decision, too, of, like, where are we going with this thing? So he's another. I guess maybe I'd put him in more likely to go than not, just because he's been here 2 years and didn't play a ton of minutes. But there is a player in there, so it's a little uncertain.
How about guy we didn't see John McConan? How are we feeling about him?
I would imagine he's probably gonna go try and find minutes elsewhere because he's only a redshirt freshman, so it's not like your career's over. But you know, it looks like he's not really gonna be fitting in or part of the rotation plan. So I would imagine he'll probably pursue minutes elsewhere.
How about, my guy that just disappeared, Nicola Joppa?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, I believe he has 1 year left. I think it's just one. But yeah, I believe he didn't play at all in February and March, except for two kind of garbage time minutes after in a blowout win. I would have to think he'll head elsewhere. Wasn't able to provide some of the things CSU needed. And, you know, I would think a veteran guy would probably pursue some minutes elsewhere.
And then I saw Charlie Dorch and Docker. What's his last name?
Tedeschi. Docker. Everything I've been told is back, so he'll be in kind of the position like Slater and McConan were this year. If you redshirt this season, and next year you try and break into the rotation, the kid is a bucket. Needs to add some of the college heft and weight and everything, but man, he can shoot it. So it'll be interesting to see what he does. And then Dorch, the Fort Collins kid. Sorry, your walk-on victory cigar that everyone loves. I don't know for sure, but as long as he's happy in that role, I would presume he would be back.
Okay, so you're feeling pretty optimistic about the majority.
Assuming Muniz is gone, which I think it's probably just best to assume that until we learn otherwise, you have eight guys from the rotation that could come back. I think if you keep six, you're feeling quite good. Five would be pretty good. Anything less, it's like, this is a bit more of a rebuild than you wanted. Anything more, you're probably feeling really nice. I'm guessing CSU keeps about six of those eight.
Six of those eight, that's not bad. And then, with the prospects, the new guys coming in, do you see, is it Fiedler, Kevin? Is it Fiedler?
Fiedler. He's Colorado's 6A player of the year. Does a lot well. It'll be interesting to see if he can crack the rotation. Pops Dunson won a state title in Georgia this year. I think he was all state in Georgia. I've heard really good things about him that, he may be game ready, day one. And you never know. Like, let's be honest, you never know until they get here in the summer and go through some of the, challenges of college practices. And then Jaden Goreshi, I'm going to have to check that pronunciation, but he's big 6'8", power forward, kind of a type that CSU hasn't been able to land in the past. I know he missed part of the season with some health stuff, but he's another guy, big-time potential. So do any of them crack the rotation? Impossible to say right now, but it's definitely a class that they're very excited about.
Kevin Lytle joining us, CSU Rams insider, texter here from the third best tailgater here. Do we expect there will be any changes among the assistant coaches under Ali Faroukmanesh?
Yeah, that's what I've been wondering as well. I feel like Tim Shelton is probably most likely. He's a kind of younger, definitely well regarded in the industry. So he, I wonder about him, but I know he loves Ali Faroukmanesh and his potential as a head coach. Pilipovic came, to be with Faroukmanesh. I don't think he's going anywhere. Foster, pretty publicly said he came just to help Faroukmanesh. I think he's staying. So I would say there's a pretty good chance that's pretty strong stability in that group for CSU, which would be really nice for, Ali to have going into year two. I think that would help, a lot.
You don't think Ken DeWeese is going to go say, hey,
I didn't mean to forget Ken. Love Ken. Except for he's an Arsenal fan. Michael wanted to make sure I mentioned soccer on this. But Ken being Arsenal fan is a bit of a pretty big red flag there, but otherwise a really good guy. But yeah, he has strong ties in this region. I feel like he probably wants to stay without putting words in his mouth.
Well, I mean, I was just wondering though, does he try to go to CU? Does he try to go to Air Force to kind of complete, because he was with Wyoming, the Bears, and
he's he knows everyone around here, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's plugged in for sure. All right, so that puts a wrap on the hoop side. What a season it was, though. First year for Ali Faroukmanesh. I think, you grade it out, man. I mean, to be first, not just first time with CSU, but first year to win 20-plus games with a ton of new guys, pretty miraculous what he ultimately ended up doing.
Yeah, I mean, the injuries were huge, crazy amount of injuries. Like you say, eight new players, the new coaching staff. There was a lot going against them, through the season. And to come out, with that February and early March, pretty good. Obviously, like I've said with Tanner, I can't give an A because, they've said themselves the goal is, titles and tournaments, and they didn't do that. But overall, I mean, there's certainly nothing that's deterred my belief that Ali can be a very, very good head coach.
Kevin, how about on the football side, man? I know now that basketball's done, you've had some opportunities to get out there and look at this team into spring ball. Very interesting schedule to start spring ball, then have a spring break, and then get right back to it. But what's kind of stood out to you?
Yeah, a few things. I mean, they practice long. Jim Mora told me that, that when we practice hard and long, and that has proven true. I think you've overall size, you have big guys. I mean, the tight ends are big. I was watching the kind of whatever you want to call them, defensive end, hybrid linebacker, pass rush guys today. And, you know, last year, a guy like Kenyon Eggers kind of stood out for his size, and he's kind of just, you know, one of several that kind of look like that now. So there's that. I like their kicker, which I know isn't the sexiest thing, but it was a problem last year and looks like it should be pretty good this year. And then obviously quarterbacks are always a, you know, top of the conversation, and they've got a very intriguing room. I know Hosseini is, you know, probably the biggest name, but Kasan Farrar has looked good. I think those two are genuinely competing for the job. Had a chance to speak to Haas the other day. It was an enjoyable interview. And, man, I think he's the most athletic CSU quarterback I have seen. He is very fast.
Oh, I'm loving that, too. Just, you know, that's what I'm hearing is, like, all these quarterbacks are pretty much speedster guys.
Yeah, good athletes across the board. You know, Kasan is bigger than I realize, but moves really well. You know, throws a nice ball. But I say, you know, Haas is undersized, but, you know, as far as, you know, we're used to, you know, Jay Norvell kind of pretty publicly said, you know, I want those big, tall, strong quarterbacks who stand the pocket. That's not Haas, but, you know, the ball comes out. It snaps out of his hand. He's, you know, I don't know how it's going to go, but you can see the potential, that's for sure.
Kevin, what else, man? I mean, is that pretty much, it's hard to get a lot of standouts at this point,
you know? We're still pretty early. I think today was the fifth practice, so it's still pretty early, and like you said, there was a spring break. So it's, you know, I cannot tell you how good this team is going to be. It's just too early to say that. I can see the pieces, or, you know, and some of the plan and how it's coming together. I like, I think there's a good stable of running backs. I think they're going to be able to move the ball, you know, with the running game. But, you know, things like how good is the O-line? How good's the D-line? How good are they in the trenches? You just don't know that yet. But, yeah, it's really fascinating to see it come together. And, you know, frankly, a lot of my time out there is trying to learn the roster because there's about 70 new guys.
I know. It's crazy. How intense is it? When I was out there, Kevin, I think it was like the second or third. Let's just say he would not be able to talk on this show the way he talks out there, Jim Mora, when he's when he's coaching his football players.
Yeah, clips along. I feel like now that, you know, like I said, we're in the second week of practices, everyone kind of knows where they're supposed to be, what they're supposed to be doing. I feel like some of that angriness from staff has changed, and now it's just intense. But it clips along fast. Like, there's always stuff going on, and like I say, it's intense for sure. Like, they, you know, like I said, Jim Morris said directly to me of when we practice hard. He said spring, I forget what he says, something along the lines of spring is going to be brutal for them. And you can see that. It's a very intense, you know, session, season, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. I'll be interested. I'm going to try to get out there sometime, hopefully very soon. Kevin, always appreciate your work and your insight, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
All right, man. Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And quarterbacks are going to be fast. That's what you need to know. The quarterbacks are going to be fast, and it sounds like Hosseini's probably going to be the dude. I mean, you just keep hearing more and more. He's always made available for media, and you always just kind of you put two and two together, but it sounds like he's going to be the dude. 40 minutes after the hour, Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.